The female scream is so commonly associated with a range of meanings, from an alert to danger and expression of anger or an attempt to deter approaching danger. Screaming is not associated normally with entertainment, with harmonious body or the efficient singing voice. It's associated with flight, terror, fear and shock. So if someone screams, they're at the brink of control. They're desperate, or, you know, they're an infant. It originates in a place of reflex, not of reason. My particular quality of scream, however, doesn't have the same shrill, panicked characteristics of these female screams that we are familiar with in, say, film culture. It has a much stronger alignment with metal music, Japanese experimentalism and noise, also the early European sound poets and the later American avant-garde. There's a massive history out there that catalogues the way that various voices as instruments are expanded. And that's what I do. I don't just scream. There are other sounds being made in there. So I would not say that I'm critiquing or reflecting on emotional interpretations of the scream. It's more an interest in things at their extreme, all kinds of things, and what happens when something is overmodulated and used at a level that it's not meant to be used at.
So what exactly do your solo performances entail?
My performances involve the utilisation of my voice in non-linguistic and physiologically focused techniques. So my voice is abstracted from language and used purely as a sound generator. These vocalisations include ululations, guttural purrs, and a range of sounds that are unique now to my style specifically. The sounds I make are very much connected to the movement of my body, making my performances super physical. I run around the space, lunge between amplifiers. This spatial aspect is interspersed with extreme, if you like, extreme vocalizations. So these performances rarely last longer than 10 minutes, so as to maintain not so much an aspect of shock, but to more disorientate the listener's hearing. It's like a massive peak of body noise, movement, and, you know, then it's gone. I also have an installation practice in which I work with video, speaker sculptures, materials, and the voice's relationship to these media.
So when you perform, is there any particular emotion you're trying to convey with your screams?
Not really emotion so much as a demonstration of energy. I'm interested in energy of all types, and mine just happens to be through voice. So I think I'm interested in electricity, excitement, you know, raising the kind of noise floor of the space with the body, but certainly not an emotion. Maybe excitement is the emotion, if any.
So you performed at festivals, art galleries, and even on city streets. What kind of reactions have you gotten from audiences, and how do these reactions influence your art?
If I perform on city streets, people often ignore it, not knowing
really
what to do. Passing couriers might stop to discuss and watch. An old lady once said to me, "This is excellent, I love what you do." Others yell back and get angry, though that's very few. So it can be a very divisive practice. And I think that's where I find value in it, though. It's simply sound and a body and people. And there's all of these strange, interesting corporeal immediate responses from the audiences. Lots of people are just outright confused as well, and probably rightly so. I've had a lot of women come up to me after performances who are crying, exhilarated to see a woman doing things women aren't supposed to do in performance or a public sphere. I guess the mess, fierceness and focus of it seems to cause some kind of incitement. And then, you know, there's the context of noise and experimental music world, where there is an audience or audiences who actively seek this work out. So I straddle a bunch of micro art music communities, which means that there are always different audiences, if you like. So it depends on the context, and there's a real range of responses to the work.
Do you think your performances would get a different reaction if they were done by a male?
Yes, I do. I really do. It's quite hard playing in a male-dominated scene as a female. So I work at a reasonably high level. I've been doing this for a long time, but I feel that sometimes it's a lot more difficult to establish shows and release records as a female artist for some reason or another. I'm always constantly in the background of my head fighting this idea that making noise as a woman is a representation or a presentation of hysteria, and have to kind of defend that. If it was a man doing that, wouldn't even be part of the question. It may be a demonstration of, you know, male power if it was performed by a man. It's hard to say, really, but I'd say yes.
So you mentioned earlier influences from Japanese as well as like American Western avant-garde.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific influences, either artistic or musical, that have shaped your work over the years?
Yeah, lots. Dimanda Galas, and the American vocalist, composer, performance artist from the experimental jazz and rock world, capable of 4-octave opera terror. She's been formative, and Masona, Japanese noise vocalist, famous for 40-second performances in which he hurts himself. So that's the Osaka 80s noise scene. And these were really important in helping me to cultivate a kind of take-no-prisoners approach to performance. They were both so energetically charged, electric, political, and interested in sound as a material through which to create experience. So there's a real mix of music and art in my approach. And I have an amazing community in Sydney and Melbourne and in other parts of the world in which I find continuous excitement and inspiration.